Hey, you got a second? You're not in trouble, don't worry. I just wanted to talk to you about something. You've worked here for a little over a year now, haven't you? And I don't know what I would do without you. You have helped me out in more ways than you even know. The way I'm able to sell my products so fast is all thanks to you, Hotshot. Coming up with that advertising tagline that you did, holy shit, was that a stroke of brilliance. I don't know what I would do without you in the shop. And I know I haven't known you for too long, but I've grown quite fond of you. I don't know why, but something about you makes me sentimental. You're a good person, which is why I wanted to ask you about this in the first place. Before I put out an ad. I'm looking for something of a caretaker for the colder months. After last year's accident, I've come to realize that I'm not as limber as I used to be. Despite my best attempts at keeping it at bay, the cold just takes a much harsher toll on reptilians than it does warm-blooded folks like yourself. So, I got the brilliant idea to try to find someone who will help me. What do you think about that? I'm glad you see where I'm coming from. I was confident you were going to start teasing me about my age and getting up there. I guess I really do look as old as I feel, huh? Now, here comes the fun part. This is actually kind of why I brought it up. I wanted to discuss it with you. I could always hire someone else and have our little duo become a trio. That means you would have to share hours with someone else. Your duties are obviously going to change. You'll probably have less responsibility and less hours overall if I take on someone like this. But in exchange, you'll have more free time. That's the first option, and personally, I don't really like it. I really, really don't want to cut your hours because I like you, Hotshot. Quite frankly, I think you deserve better based on the simple fact that you make me smile every day here at work. So, that leads me to option number two and the one I'm hoping you will hear me out on. It's a little bit out there, but I'm hoping you'll trust me. Are you feeling open-minded today, Hotshot? What if I were to give you a promotion of sorts and maybe hire someone else to take over your job? Now, before you say anything, let me lay out my reasoning and then maybe you'll see it from old Bozetta's point of view. I've known you for over a year at this point. What I'm going to be asking is something personal to being cold-blooded, specifically reptilian. It's a bit of an embarrassing ask, and I don't know if there's anyone else I would actually feel comfortable asking this from. I trust you, Hotshot. I might give you a bit of a hard time during our shifts, but that's just a bit of light-hearted teasing. You're good at what you do, and you know it. I told you once, and I'll tell you again. I don't know what I would do if it wasn't for you. You're an essential part of my business, just like I am, or the products I sell, or even the building. None of this would be possible without you. Which is why I would like to recognize your talents formally with a promotion of sorts. That is, if you want it. Thank you for hearing me out. You don't have to say yes. I understand what a big ask this is for you, and that's why I want to tell you the positives first. That way it sweetens the deal. If you accept this position, not only will I be eternally grateful for you, but I'll make sure you're handsomely rewarded. I'm talking free rent during the winter months. Whatever you want to eat, drink, wear, anything you can think of will be yours. I'll even give you a weekly allowance if you want. All you have to do in exchange is help me out during these cold months. I can't do it myself anymore. I can barely walk from my car to the shop without almost going into stasis. It's one of the downsides to being reptilian, the colder months. It's a blessing when it gets warm out, don't get me wrong, but the winter can be a little bit scary if you're not careful. If you were to take on this role, I would find someone new to take over your position at the store. You wouldn't have to work in the shop unless you wanted to. All that sounds great, right? Right. So, the other side is that I'm going to need help with egg extractions. I know. I know. It sounds gross. It's really embarrassing to say out loud. I just, well, there's no easy way to put this, but getting injured last year made it almost impossible for me to complete these by myself. As you know, reptilians lay eggs once a month. Nothing happens with these eggs unless they're actually fertilized. Luckily, none of mine have been. I've tried the past few months, and I just can't get the eggs out by myself. Not anymore, at least. I need someone's help, and it's really embarrassing to admit. I know you feel shocked to hear this. Imagine how it feels saying it. I never thought I would be the person asking for someone else's help when it comes to something so fucking intimate. But here we are. I don't know who else to go to or who else to ask. You're probably one of the people I trust most in this world. I think I would be lost if you weren't in my life. You've helped not only my business grow, but me as a person. I wouldn't leave my shop in your hands while I go to conventions if I didn't trust you, right? So just be honest with me. Is this promotion something you would be interested in taking, or should I put the listing up? That's actually a really good question. Well, egg extraction is a process usually involving one individual, but it is actually easier when done with the help of a partner, usually the ovipositor. You know what? It might just be a bit easier if I were to show you firsthand. What? Are you surprised by that answer or something? I've never hid my attraction from you, hotshot. If you didn't notice it, that must be because you're blind or oblivious or something. I've wanted you since I first laid eyes on you. I struggled to maintain that professional boundary for as long as I have, but I don't see a reason to anymore. If I have a chance to reward you for being such a hard worker, and proving your loyalty to me, and I'm going to take it. You've been such a good worker for me. You deserve this, darling. The only question I have for you is, are you actually going to take it? I'll take that as a yes. Too many clothes in the fucking way, baby. Wanna see you when I take you for the first time? How else would you know if you want this position if you haven't gotten to test it out? It makes complete and total sense to me that you would want to know what you're getting yourself into. Feels so good against me. Body molding perfectly against mine. You fit against me like a missing piece. Happily wrapping your arms tightly around my slutty little waist. Oh, look at you. Trying to take initiative by grabbing my ass. It's cute how you think you're the one in control of this situation. If only you knew how hard it makes me. Oh, wait. You probably can. You feel that thick, long, hard thing in my pants? That's not for me, baby. Oh, no, no, no. That's for you. Don't worry, though. It'll fit easily enough. Oh, you taste so good. Why don't you bend over for me? Let me see everything, darling. That's it, baby. Bend over nice and slow, just like that. Show me that ass of yours. Is that where you want my ovipositor, baby? Do you want it inside you? Then ask politely, darling. Use your words and don't forget your manners either. Tell me, where should my ovipositor go, baby? Right like this, right? Oh, can't help but moan as my ovipositor slides in so easily. No resistance despite how tight you're gripping me. You're so used to cocks that you don't know what to expect when it comes to an ovipositor like this, darling. It's okay. I've got you. I'll show you. I'll teach you just how good it feels to be bred full of eggs. Going to make sure you feel so good that you'll never want to go back. How does that sound? Do you want to be ruined for all other cock? Become a desperate little thing that only a good breeding satisfies. It's not like a warm-blooded cock is going to be able to slide inside you so easily, instantly filling you up, making you feel so good. And the best part is it's only going to continue to get thicker. The more I thrust inside you, the better I feel. And the better I feel, the more eggs start to thicken up my shaft. And the thicker my ovipositor gets, the more full you feel. And that's always a good thing, isn't it? Oh, yeah, that's right. Look at you, baby. Should see how well you take it. This is where you belong. It was foolish to have you out on the floor selling to the customers. Oh, you would have excelled so much more underneath me, wouldn't you? Oh, now that you know that this is what I'm offering, you're going to take it, aren't you? No reason not to. Not when you feel this good, at least. Your pleasure grows with every thrust of my hips inside you. Can't help the noises you make as you feel yourself getting closer with every brush of my body against yours. Oh, yeah. Taking my ovipositor so deeply. That's it. That's what I like to see. Oh, you're natural at this. We're made to be bred up, darling. You look so good filled with me, but you're going to look even better with a belly full of eggs, aren't you? Dozens and dozens of little eggs are going to leave me, and they're going to go inside you, attached to your inner walls. But you don't gotta worry, because your body is going to dissolve them after a few days. The eggs themselves aren't fertilized. You've got nothing to worry about. It's nothing that your body can't take. It's okay, baby. I've got you. I'm right here. Oh, yeah. You're doing such a good job of making me feel good, of taking what you're given. We're made for this, baby. Look so fucking perfect, bent over, ass jiggling with every thrust of my hips. Oh, stretch so prettily around me. You're so tight and warm. You're doing such a good job, darling. Keep it up. Oh, yeah. Having you on the floor is a waste of your true talents. Can't believe I've had you walking around on the floor like a regular associate. You've been keeping this from me the entire time. Oh, might be the best fuck I've ever had. Have a goddamn vice grip on my ovipositor, constricting the shit out of me. Oh, it feels so good. Don't stop, baby. Oh, yeah, like that. Keep going. You wanna be pumped full of eggs, don't you? No, it's not enough that my ovipositor is thickening inside you. You want more. You need more. Fucking greedy for it as your own pleasure grows. Every thrust inside you inches you just a bit closer to the edge. Oh, going to come with me, aren't you? I bet you are. Why don't you reach down and start touching yourself, baby? It'll help. I know you feel good, but you need a little help, and I'm a bit distracted at the moment. Besides, you're here to help me and make me feel good. This is part of the job description as my personal egg extractor. So start touching yourself. Make yourself feel good, darling. It's not enough to watch you fall apart. Oh, I need to feel it. Yeah, that's it. That's so much better already, isn't it? It's moving on their own accord instantly. That's perfect, baby. You're doing so well for me. Keep going. Keep touching yourself as my ovipositor fucks deeply into you. Just look at you, making me so proud. Keep it up, baby. Keep going. I can feel myself getting closer, but I'm not close enough. Instead, my ovipositor just keeps getting thicker, slowly stretching your hole wider and wider. You might not have even realized it because it's so subtle. Is it going to be too much for a sensitive little thing like yourself to handle? Just look at you, so fucking close to your own release as you continue to rock your hips with me. You move them one way and you apply more friction from your hips, but then you move the other way and I just move deeper inside you. You can't do anything except take the pleasure as you get closer. It's almost too much for your body as you squirm underneath me. Oh, yes. Yes, I've got you, darling. It's okay. You're doing so well. Just a little bit more. Why don't you take a deep breath? You still want my eggs, don't you? Oh, fuck. Listen to you. Absolutely debauched. So perfect for me. I knew you would be the perfect fit for this position. Oh, fuck. Do you know how close you are? Or are you not even aware of that, baby? Are you too far gone? Yeah. Oh, it's okay, darling. It's alright. You don't have to worry about that. You let me do all the hard work for you. I know being bred is such tough work. You gotta lay there and look pretty. You gotta take what you're given and not complain because you don't want to seem greedy. If you do, that means you might not get to feel my eggs. And you want that more than you want a gum, don't you? Oh, fuck. My ovipositor fucking in and out of you feels really good. It's not going to compare to the eggs. You're here to be bred up, darling. Yeah, that's your new position as egg extractor. Going to be spending a lot more time bent over and taking me. You don't mind. Not when it feels this good. Not when you're so close to letting go. All you want to do is come, don't you? Oh, then let go. You can do it, baby. You feel so good, so come with me. I know you want to. Be good and come with me. Come with me, darling. That's it, darling. Let it all out. You did such a good job. I'm so proud of you. I really didn't think you would handle it as easily as you did. You were made for this, weren't you, baby? Look at you, all happy and fucked out. Dealing with customers all day has really taken its toll on you, baby. Poor thing. You've paid your dues. You deserve to work in the back with me, keeping me company and helping me out with little tasks. You're going to be so much happier in the back than outside with the newbie. Not like I would trust whoever I hire with a task as delicate as this. This is something that I would really only trust you with, darling. There's no one that even comes as close to you as important. At least, not in my life. And don't take this as a declaration of love or anything. It's just a fact. You're important to me. You're the only one I trust like this. The only one I would really want to take care of me during these harder months. You're simply the best, baby.